Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Thomas, please?
Who's calling?
How you doing, ma'am? Yes, my name is Oscar. We are calling for National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's about public school education. Is Mr. Thomas available? If not, you can
Yes,
help
he
me with the
is.
survey. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks. I want to talk to you about.
Hello.
Hello, sir. I hope you're doing well. My name is
Yeah.
Oscar from calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about public education and would like to ask you a few
About what?
questions.
About
Pu
what?
public education. And would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Thank you so much. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
I will be voting if I'm still alive.
Definitely vote in that case. Is that correct, or probably vote?
Yes, that's correct.
Definitely vote. Okay.
Definitely vote.
Thank you, sir. And could you please confirm your age for statistical purposes, please?
83.
83. Thank you, sir. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm a white American.
Caucasian. Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I'm kind of dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very well. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is
Okay.
an organization. It's called Moms for Liberty. Have you ever heard of that organization? Moms for Liberty.
No, I haven't.
You haven't heard of them. Okay, very well.
No.
What is your opinion of President Biden from 0 to 100?
I think he's doing the best job that could be done is
correct,
what
but
he's got to work with.
What number would you give him from 0 to 100? Remember, the higher the number, the more favorable your opinion.
I give him 75.
75, thank you. And what is your opinion of public schools?
I really don't know because I haven't checked up on the public schools. You know, I don't have no kids in school. And
I see, I see. So would you say that you have no, would you say that you have no opinion then?
Yeah.
Very well.
Right now, yeah, because I haven't kept up with them.
Sure, sure. I understand. I mean, your kids are growing up and all, but okay, very
Right.
well. Okay, what is your opinion of the U.S. Department of Education?
Of education?
Right.
Well, I think it's about a 50.
50, okay. Very well. There's no right or wrong answer here, sir. It's your opinion that matters. What is your opinion of charter schools?
Charter schools?
Yes.
I don't know anything about charter schools. I know we voted for them, but I
Okay.
don't know anything about them. And
Sure, sure.
there's none
Okay.
around here that I know of, so.
Okay, very well. So, got no opinion of charter schools. And what's your opinion of public school teachers?
Well, I gotta give the teachers a high grade of like 80 because I think they're doing the best they can with what they got to work with.
Okay, very well. And what is your opinion of Donald Trump, the former president, Donald Trump?
Well, I'll give him a flat zero.
Zero, okay. And what is your opinion? This is an idea. What is your opinion of woke culture or wokeism?
Of world culture?
Woke.
Woke culture.
Woke culture or wokeism. Are you familiar with that term?
I don't know. No, I'm not.
Very well.
No.
Have you ever heard of it before?
No.
Okay, very well. That's 102. And what is your opinion of the National Education Association? Or NEA, National Education Association?
Yeah, I don't have probably... I don't know. I give them a 60.
A 60, very well. Let's enter that 60 here, and let's move on. Thank you so much, sir. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, I think they're good.
Good, okay. Next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students?
Well, I would have to go with the public schools because, like I say, I don't know nothing about a charter school.
Okay, sure. So would you say that they do a somewhat better job or much better job?
I guess let's just go with somewhat better.
Somewhat better, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare a student for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first topic is truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students on that topic?
I think that's probably a 10.
10, okay. The next topic is help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. How important is for a public school to prepare, students on that topic?
Oh, let's go with 70 or 7.
7, very well. Next topic is our responsibilities in democracy and the importance of civic engagement and voting. How important is for public school to prepare students regarding that topic?
Eight.
And next topic is, how important is for public school to prepare students to become more organized and have a structure?
Probably an 8.
8, thank you. And how important is for public school to prepare students to provide basic life skills, like handling finances and budgeting?
Let's put a 10 on that.
10, okay. That's life skills, right? Very well. And
right.
How important is for public schools to prepare the students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
Well, I put 10 on that, too.
10 on that one. Very well. Let's move on, sir. Almost done. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
Well, I would say probably the right amount.
Right amount? Okay. About the right amount?
See, I don't know. You know, these you're into topics here that I don't know nothing about.
No, that's what I said. You know, there's no right or wrong answer. It's your opinion that counts.
Yeah.
If you think it's the right amount, that's what we go with. Have you Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
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 How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? Have you heard, seen, or read a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Very little.
Very little. Okay.
Yeah.
As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I think it's all politics.
So you agree strongly or agree somewhat?
Well, somewhat.
Somewhat, very well. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard, seen, or read a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Well, I've heard it on the news and this and that a little
sure,
bit.
Sure, sure. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. The first statement says, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree.
Disagree strongly or do disagree somewhat?
Well, I think they should hear about it. It's history. Should know about it. Yes, that's a lot.
So you disagree strongly?
Yes.
Thank you. Next statement says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree that they shouldn't be allowed to.
So you agree with that statement?
On their own. Yes.
Okay, strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly,
thank you.
They should stick to the curriculum they got.
Okay. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Oh, I agree with it.
A strong agree, sir, or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Let's move on. Almost done, sir. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first idea is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum.
I didn't get that. Can you read that again?
Yes. The first idea is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Would you support or oppose that idea?
I guess I would support it.
A somewhat support, sir, or a strong support?
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat, very well. The next idea is increasing discipline in schools. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Support.
Somewhat support or
somewhat.
Next idea is giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Would you support that idea or oppose it?
Read that again.
Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions.
Veto? Okay.
Yes.
Giving the power to veto.
veto curriculum decisions in their school. Would you support that or oppose it?
I would oppose it.
Somewhat opposer or a strong oppose?
Well, I'm just going with somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. The next idea is making it easier for parents to challenge books in a school's libraries that they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you support it or oppose that idea? Let me read it again. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you support or oppose that idea?
I would oppose it. I don't think the parents should be.
Okay, somewhat opposed.
In the library.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed? Oh, somewhat, okay.
Yeah.
One more. One more idea. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Would you oppose or support that idea?
I would oppose it.
Oppose it strongly, sir?
Somewhat.
Or somewhat opposed.
Somewhat.
Very well. Let's move on. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public schools curriculum?
Well, I would agree with that.
So you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Yeah, I would support it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Well, somewhat.
Thank you. Let's move on. I'm going to read you some statement that others might make about education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you find the statement very convincing argument. 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first statement says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10, sir? The higher the number, the more convincing you find it. How convincing do you find it?
10.
10, okay. Our next statement says, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. As students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. An exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
About a 7.
7, very well. And just one more. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery, or carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How convincing do you find that statement, sir, from 0 to 10?
10.
10.
Should be the teachers, yes.
Should be the teachers, okay, almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, let me ask you, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
A strong agree, sir, or somewhat agree?
Yeah. Strong.
One more. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
A strong agree, sir, or somewhat agree?
Yeah, strong agree.
Strong agree. Very well. The last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. Almost done. What is the last year of schooling that you have you completed, sir?
12.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim. I know you're probably retired, but I'm supposed to read it verbatim. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong Democrat, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
No. No. Great grandkids.
Yeah, I know that. But as I said, I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim. And do you have a child who attended... do you have a child who attended a chartered school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay, very well. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. Thank you, sir.
Anymore. I used to, but I don't anymore.
I see. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian? Does this apply to you, sir, or someone else in your household?
Well, I consider myself Christian.
Okay, it applies to you then? Evangelical?
Yeah, and my wife.
All right. And next description is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide. Does this apply to you or to someone else in your household?
No.
No. Okay, thank you.
None.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it an urban area, suburban, or rural area?
Rural.
Rural.
I live out on a farm.
I see. This concludes our service, sir. Thank you so much for your participation and your time. Very much appreciated. Have a good one.
You betcha. You bet. Bye-bye. You too.